Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Has the job hunt worn you down? Application after application and radio silence. I know why you're here, and I can help you get there. A job offer, a job faster. You can now book me for $2 a minute for 30, 45, 60, or 90 minutes for a video chat interview preparation session. Don't need 45 minutes, don't pay for it. Want to do 30 minutes now and maybe 30 minutes later once you progress? Let's do it. If you aren't getting responses to your application, we'll meet and rework your resume to get noticed. If you aren't passing job interviews, we'll work through a mock interview so you can put your best foot forward with winning responses that make a difference. I'm here to consult with you if you're in a unique situation and want input from someone that has seen it all and can help you succeed, like I have so many others. It's super simple. You just go to jobinterviewexperience.com and click the $2 minute coaching button at the top of the page, select the amount of time you want to meet, and then you can look through my availability without having to pay. Pick a time and pay $2 a minute for 100% of my attention. Check out the testimonials while you're there from listeners to this podcast that I've worked with in just the last couple of weeks. It's blocked into 30, 45, 60 minutes and more, so we won't go over. You won't get charged any more than what you pay for at checkout. Remember that the faster you invest in yourself, the faster you land that dream job. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com or follow the link in this episode's description. I'm excited to meet with you, help identify what's holding you back, and help you take control of your career today. Welcome to the Job Interview Experience. I'm a former executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, and your host of the Job Interview Experience. I talk about a lot of different companies on the Job Interview Experience. LinkedIn gets mentioned a lot, Google, Indeed, and way more. None of them sponsor the show, and I tell you about them because of the features they have that help you as a job seeker, like LinkedIn for networking, trying to find the right people at the right companies, applying for jobs, things like that. If you don't have a LinkedIn profile, I've told you this a million times, it really hurts you as a job seeker. That's where companies go to check you out, see what you're up to, see what you're posting. A couple months ago, I was working on an episode about resume building and wanted to find the best resume builders out there. I found Kick Resume. It's a resume and cover letter creation website. I contacted their founder and told him I really, really like what they're doing and that they should sponsor the show to help connect their tool with job seekers. Full disclosure, they did sponsor the show. And now I want to go back to my original intention of finding the resume tool that I like best and telling you about it. Well, it's Kick Resume. It's amazing. For most of my career, I built resumes for myself and clients on Microsoft Word and then Google Docs. It works, but the big challenge is making the resume readable to applicant tracking systems. You know, the evil robots that look at your resume and decide whether you get past the robot or not before a human actually sees you. The word processors suck at that. It's really hard to get the formatting right so that it, for one thing, doesn't all get screwed up if you do one extra letter. But the biggest thing is the resume readers at websites where you apply. When they're built on Microsoft Word or Google Docs or whatever, they usually don't get through. The same is true for Canva. I really liked Canva and I built a lot of resumes on Canva. It's also easy to screw up the formatting. Like you can make the text section too wide, too narrow. I've seen that it doesn't work as well on resume readers. So I'm doing this to tell you about something that impressed me more than anything I've seen for job seekers in the last couple of years. Plus, Kick Resume starts off free. You just pay when you want their extra features and special features. and stuff like that. You can build your resume, see what it looks like, check out different formats, different colors. It's free to do all of that. What Kik Resume does that I thought was really cool is you sign up and you just start giving it information. It puts your work history into blocks and then formats them. So your job title, work dates, accomplishments. Then they have different formats and colors that magically rearrange it to give it different looks. So obviously your work progression stays the same. It's linear, but it looks different. So your information might be on the left side of the page and your contact information might be on the left side of the page and your resume on the right side. It might start at the top and work its way down, which is what I have, what I like with your contact information at the top. Yesterday, I was doing interview coaching with a listener who's using Kik Resume, and she put her certifications and education at the very top of her Kik Resume because that's much more recent than the job that she's been in for quite a while. And it's just a click of the button and it rearranges it so that you can have the preference of, say, those certifications or education at the very top as opposed to the very bottom. So it's all up to the user. You get these options that you visually click through to find the resume that looks best and the best formatted for you. You can add a picture and just drop your picture in there. You cannot do that. It's kind of an area of controversy if you should have a picture there or not, but it formats it all perfectly. So the lines are all straight. And the thing that really blew my mind while I was using it is their AI, they call it an AI writer. I really think it's an AI rewriter. So I put my work history and accomplishments into their AI writer and it rewords it to look better and do better with automatic resume readers. So it knows based off your job titles, what trigger words the ATS is looking for to help that resume be successful. To be honest, I have spent a ton of time on my resume and thought that the wording that I used was like perfect. And the AI writer made it significantly better. The way it rephrases what you've already done is mind-blowing. So putting that all together, basically getting your resume ready to go is super simple and super quick. And then I started clicking that AI rewriter button and was just mind-blown. I think you pay extra for the AI writer. Or maybe you get a couple, I think you get a couple free AI rewrites and then you pay to do like everything. They also have an AI resume checker. So after you've built your resume, their AI checker analyzes it for improvements in grammar, like rewording things, formatting, keyword optimization for the ATS trackers. And obviously, like you don't want to have words misspelled in there, which is one of the downfalls I had with Canva. You can only see, if you have like Grammarly, you can only see that you misspelled a word if you're working on that specific text box, then it will pop up and underline the word. They also have some crazy features like turning your LinkedIn profile into a resume. So it just pulls the info from your LinkedIn profile. I like that because it's a great way to keep both documents consistent. So they look the same. If you reword things on Kik Resume, you can put that on your LinkedIn, but then you can update your personal resume by clicking on your LinkedIn. If that makes sense. So you type in the new stuff to your LinkedIn and then your resume is always as up to date as your LinkedIn profile. I think that consistency is important. I should do that. I'm putting this out because I think this is a really powerful tool for job seekers. If anyone came up to me in person and said, like, what's the number one thing I can do? I would recommend this podcast. I would also say, I don't care what your resume looks like. I think it will look better and get you further if you use Kik Resume. I am saying that they're not paying me anything for this episode. I wanted to go out there and find the coolest, best, most useful tool out there and just tell you about it. I built my resume on Kik Resume. I went through everything and it's now my resume. It's that good. There is a link in this episode's description to go there. I would encourage you to sign up and play around with it. Start using that resume for your job applications and see what happens. It should make improvements for your resume, getting past the robots through the right people. And when the right people do see it, your resume looks clean, professional, and perfectly formatted. So click the link in this episode's description, go to their website, check it all out. Let me know what you think. If you don't like it, I would like to know. I've just been kind of mind blown by what a good job they've done with this. There are other resume creation tools out there that I found. that I think are good, but I would give them like a 6 out of 10. I think you can probably do about the same or about as well with Word or whatever. I 6 out of 10, I'd give Kick Resume like an 8 or 9 out of 10. So click the link in this episode's description to go to Kick Resume and sign up, create a resume, play around with it, see if it's better than what you have now. This is not an advertisement. They're done advertising. Kick Resume is now done advertising on the podcast. So I'd waited to put this out until that was all done. I hope you find this as innovative and helpful as I did. I don't think there's many tools out there that improve on what's currently out there as much as this did. So I hope you don't mind me sharing about it. I've done episodes, like I said, on using Google's job alerts, strategies on LinkedIn to get noticed by recruiters, like the LinkedIn sneak, all that stuff. And this one's about resumes. So I'm doing it about Kick Resume. If I find something better, I promise I'll do an episode on that. Thanks for listening to the Job Interview Experience.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.